Hello, this is Jeff Thompson, and you are listening to the ADR Health Podcast Series. Our special guest today is Cindy Noble. Cindy, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Jeff?
Good, very good. And Cindy is here to talk to us. Well, first of all, Cindy is a lawyer, a mediator, certified coach. She created the Synergy model of conflict coaching back in 1999, and she coaches, consults, trains basically all over the world. I won't list all the countries, because if I did, I think that'd take up our whole podcast episode today. And one of the things that we're really going to emphasize our conversation on today is her new book that just recently came out that's called Conflict Management Coaching, the Synergy Model. And before we go directly into that, why don't you tell us a little bit more about yourself, Cindy?
Well, you've said a lot already, Jeff, and I guess all that I would add is that it's really from the experience of having that background in law and mediation and coaching where I did some research to be able to develop the conflict coaching model. And I guess that, to me, that's a really important piece, that it was an evidence-based model and came from a foot in the conflict management field, one in coaching, and then looked at neuroscience principles in order to make it, put it together.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you were previously a guest on one of our earlier episodes, episode 14, which people can listen to as well. And you described the whole concept of conflict coaching, what it is, what it isn't. And I don't want to rehash that, but maybe if you can sort of reintroduce some of our new listeners, what the Synergy coaching model is. And so that's really, I think, where the main crux of your book is really promoting ways that people can manage and get involved in conflict coaching, really how to embrace conflict and get through it in a positive manner.
I think it's a great question, because I think the starting point is really that a lot of people don't know what coaching actually is as a profession. And in the field of ADR, it's grown so much. It's really meant to be a one-on-one process. So a coach is trained in order to help people develop their conflict competence, to engage in conflict independently, to go to an ADR process like mediation better prepared. But the coach works on a one-to-one with a person who is really trying to develop and enhance the skills they already have. And the model that I developed was based on the research that I mentioned earlier, and it really was in the coaching field. This is where people are. This is where they want to be. How might they look at their situations differently? What different choices do they have, and how are they going to get there? And that I took the basic frame and put together seven stages, which the CINERGY stands for, that takes people from what their goal is, which I know is something that you and I have talked about before, how important that is, and
right,
then takes them incrementally building on their skills and developing the wherewithal to be able to approach their conflicts and disputes more confidently.
Mm-hmm. And just for the people that aren't fully familiar with the Synergy model, these stages that you're referring to are, Synergy is actually an acronym, and maybe if you can, not fully going into each, but maybe can you just share with our listeners what acronym stands for, if that's all right?
Oh, for sure. So the C is clarify the goal. I is inquire about the situation, which is what brought the person to coaching. N is name the elements, which looks at the elements of conflict that happens for the client and for the other person. So the client themselves would be talking about their perspective and what they think the other person's perspective is. It's a stand in the other person's shoes stage. The E stage is then what choices, explore the choices that you have to do things differently. The R stage is reconstruct, which is how will that look, how do you rehearse, how do you make it happen, envision it, play it out, look at what's going to happen. You know, it would give teeth to it, in other words. The G stage is around the challenges, which is what challenges do you have to actually proceed with this, and why is yes the commitment, and that is when, where, you know, having made the decision to move ahead, how is it really going to be happening, so that people are really looking to make a plan of action.
And just for anyone that is listening to this this episode, if you wanted to follow along, I actually have the book in front of me, and this is on page 111 that I was reading along, just to make sure that Cindy is actually referring to the Synergy model, if you wanted to hold her to her word. Yeah, you were spot on, and for those of you that are listening, you can check it too. One thing I want to go back to is the first one, clarify the goals. But before we delve into that, I just want to take maybe a step backwards for a second. In your new book, what made you write this book specifically, in particular, at this moment in time? And maybe if you can share with us, what were your motivations behind it? And maybe slightly a bit about the process.
Well, you know, I started this book over 10 years ago. I started the model in 1999, or I developed it then. And I knew pretty mm-hmm. early on there's a lot to write about it. I wanted to impart it. And I was busy and developing the model more. And luckily, in some ways, I was really glad I hadn't started the book earlier, because I started to find out how the neural principles would inform some of what I'd already found out in the evidence. And I really wanted to put it out there. I wanted people to know about it. I wanted people to learn from it. I loved the idea that as I went on and found more, that I had more to offer. So the timing was, although I started years ago, it was a book that was waiting to happen. Many thousands of people have taken the training and wanted more of the underpinnings than they could get in the workshop. And it was a book that was asking to be written. And so I just rose to the challenge finally after 10 years.
So you just did it.
I got to do it. I've got to sit down and do it. And it really was, I think it was Dorothy Parker that said, I hate writing, but I love having written. And I didn't mm-hmm. hate it, but I got to a point where I needed to see that book finished and whatever it was going to take. I also wanted to make it a really practical book. I wanted to combine the theory and practice and make sure that people got the underpinnings, but also knew how to make taps in their own practices.
Right. And you say that as if it's simple, but sometimes trying to write something that is so simple, it's a complicated process, which leads me to the in your Synergy acronym, which it's spelled C-I-N-E-R-G-Y. And on one of the things I want to discuss is the C for clarifying the goals, as it's on, I'm referring to, for the people that do have the book or people that are interested, it starts on page 112. And one of the things that really hit me when I was reading your book, it was, and I posted this on my blog as well, it's just almost like first read it, and being a practitioner for many years, it's like, yeah, okay, of course, I know clarify the goals. The first thing that hit me is I'm not necessarily a conflict coach per se, and the first important thing for me was it shows that this book doesn't apply to just conflict coaches, but really the whole gamut of all conflict resolution professionals, and then even outside that scope. And maybe if you could just share briefly with us a little bit what you mean by clarifying the goals and how maybe it applies not only specifically to conflict coaching. And of course, can you do that in about 50 seconds?
Yeah, sure. Catch me if you can. I'm going to speak really quickly here. You know, it's so important that people know that the coach or mediator, whomever it is, knows why the person's there, what they're hoping as an outcome. And very often, I think practitioners assume by a situation that they know what somebody wants, and they don't wait to hear. So you might, if somebody says, I've got to talk to Mary about this awful situation we've had, it would be a quantum leap to say, oh, so you want to make friends with Mary. The person may not want to make mm-hmm. friends with Mary. And so knowing what it is the expectations are of the practitioner and of themselves is, you know, if you don't know it, any road's going to take you to nowhere. And so it's, you need the road that people want. And that's the route that becomes your measuring stick about, are people getting closer to the goal with your help? It's a measurement. It's a sign of progress and success. And did I get this in 50 seconds?
You did perfect. And what I really enjoyed about you, first of all, getting it within the time frame, but also it just reminds me of not to interfere or let your own personal goals as a professional get in the way of the goals of the party or the client or whatever we call them. And it's just one of the other things that I want to add, as we're running a bit out of time, I just want to give you an opportunity to add some more. But for me, the idea that this book is, it's a book, and as much as you and I both love and embrace technology, there's still a very important element, I think, of reading books. And for me, being able to reflect on my practice and your experiences, I think it's very important. And I definitely wanted to point that out, that there's still room with all this great new technology to read books, specifically one like yours. Anyone that is interested, which I highly recommend for anybody that to read your book, they can get it by, first I suggest they go to your website, which is synergycoaching.com, which is CINERGY, and then coachingnospace.com. And it's also available on Amazon. And as we're running out of time, is there anything else that you want to add, Cindy, for our listeners?
It will be available by way of Kindle in the new year for those who prefer digital. And I wanted to say that $1 per book is being donated. I'm going to donate $1 per book through sold through Amazon to Mediators Beyond Borders and $1 per book to Peacemakers Trust.
Which is, I honestly, that's fantastic. I really think that's great. And it's that could take up another whole episode of just discussing that. And I people can read more about the book and read more about you and all the trainings that you're giving, again, at your website. And we'll have a link on our site for people to get directly to it. Cindy, I want to thank you again for being our guest. I wish you all the success with this book. And I hope it'll help other people be more able to engage and help people that are involved in conflict. So, Cindy, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jeff. It was a pleasure.
So this is Jeff Thompson for the ADR Hub podcast series. Thank you for listening, and I hope you continue and share your thoughts and comments on our website. Take care, everyone.